Thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute. Today is November 11th, 2013, and I'm speaking with Dr. Joel Wooten of the Management Science Department in USC's Moore School of Business. Dr. Wooten's research interests focus on the topics of innovation and entrepreneurship and come from his own entrepreneurial involvement and experience as a consultant. Dr. Wooten, what are some of the more innovative examples you've seen of how companies are leveraging technology to spur innovation?
Well, one thing you've seen recently is a real movement to open innovation. Companies are seeking to use the IT to solve their innovation problems outside of the walls of their own company. And one way to do this is with an innovation contest. And I'll give you an example. You may remember Netflix ran a big contest a few years back called the Netflix Prize. And what they were really trying to do was improve the quality of their movie recommendations on their site by 10%. When they tried to tackle this problem, they were using the employees that they had in the company, and it was a really tough problem. And so they opened it up to the public and said, if a person or team of people can come up with a way to do this, we'll give you $1 million. And that's actually quite an incentive. And they had hundreds and thousands of teams enter this, and over the course of the next 2.5 years, they cracked this difficult algorithmic problem that really relied on them being able to set up a tournament for the public with technology that 10, 20 years ago wouldn't have been possible. So that's one way. You even see platforms emerging that in themselves are business models based on this contest idea. So you have companies like 99 Designs for graphic design problems. You have a company like Kaggle for data science problems. And so more and more you see companies turning to the outside world, to the public, to help them with some of their really tough problems, and they're using IT to do it.
How are you incorporating the lessons you've learned into the classroom?
One of the classes I teach, Innovation and Design, it's all about how do you solve problems like this? How do you come up with solutions? And not just how do you become more creative, but can you put a process in place that gets you to a better answer? And so in the classroom, we're relying on examples from the business world. What are companies actually doing right now? What's this trend in open innovation look like? Does it actually help you? And also, in parallel with that, I'm bringing in some of the research that I do in this area. So a lot of my research is on open innovation and innovation contests. So bringing some of that into the classroom and saying, here's what we actually know about innovation, here's what we know works, and here's what we know doesn't work, all of that is really helpful when you're trying to sit down and talk about something that is somewhat fuzzy like innovation. So I find that all of the real-world experience and the research helps a lot.
Dr. Wooten, with all the advice for people wanting to be entrepreneurs and run a startup company, with all your research, have you found anything in the data you've poured through that alludes to any answers that aren't given in common advice and wisdom?
A tricky question. There is a lot of advice out there, and a lot of good advice for people either in R&D or innovation or trying to do their own startup. One of the things that I've seen that's interesting, and I'll twist this a little bit, is we don't know a lot about innovation. And so we're learning more and more every day, but it's a tricky thing to study. But for example, in one of my projects, we were looking at how much being able to see other people's innovations help with your own innovation. And this was specifically in the context of an innovation contest. But the takeaway was interesting. It said that if you're a company like Netflix and you post this contest to the public, if the public can see the other entries that are submitted, that has different effects on all the people that enter the contest. And so if you can see other people's ideas, you get more submissions to a contest. And theoretically, that could have gone a couple of different ways. It could have been that if you see the ideas that are submitted, you might be more inclined to submit, you might be less inclined to submit. We actually found that seeing those entries lowers the barriers that are out there, and you get more people actually showing up. And so things like that have set really important implications for the companies that are out there trying to come up with new ways to innovate, come up with new ways to involve the public in their product and their company. And so as we start to explore this area of innovation and break it down kind of from an engineering and process standpoint, there's some pretty cool things that are coming out.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wooten.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute.